Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shirley Claggett and we're going to talk about, well, mostly about food. Good morning to you, Shirley.
Good morning, Levon.
Shirley, first thing we want to talk about are some community dinners that are happening at your church. So give us a bit of background about this and where the dinners are held.
Okay, they're held at the Catholic Parish Center. And how this started was several years ago, and I can't tell you how many, but Dolores Nelson at St. Paul's Lutheran started this, and they had it for several years. And then the a number of people that were coming had dropped off real bad. And so a lot of people just didn't want to continue with it. And
when you have more people coming to prepare food than come to eat it, sort of start to question whether this is
right.
a good purpose.
That's right. And so they had about seven or eight different churches that were involved. So at the time, Father Dan at our parish said, why don't we try it in our area? And so we did. And it started out small, 20, 30.
But that's still quite a few.
And now we're up to, most generally we're up to about 50.
Wow.
And it's a worthwhile thing.
Yes. And when is this done?
It's done the first Wednesday of every month.
Okay. And time?
5:30 to 6:30.
Do people need to let you know they're coming?
No. No, you just walk in, and we hope we have enough food.
I was going to say, now, for those of you who are preparing this food, boy, that's sort of a guess then.
Yes, it is.
But you probably have things like soups
and so on
that sometimes you can stretch a little bit.
Yeah. Make cheese sandwiches and all that sort of stuff. Yes.
And, of course, you have a nice facility there at the church that, like cheese sandwiches, you probably whip up some more if you need to. So is there a fee for this?
There's no fee at all.
Okay. And anybody's welcome.
Anybody is welcome to come.
So there might be different reasons that people might want to come to this. I mean, it's a free meal, so that kind of helps the budget. But I think this sounds like a kind of fun.
I mean, I think it is. And, they don't have to get up and leave as soon as they're done. We have some that do, but I think they have somewhere else to go or someplace, something to do. And so they leave, as soon as they're done eating. But there's others that sit around and visit and chat.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, what a nice opportunity
right.
to do that. Sometimes we don't have those opportunities to kind of just sit and visit. And,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So great opportunity there. Mm-hmm. And it's, as you said, at the Parish Center. Now, who prepares all this food? Obviously, you're involved, Shirley. You have some helpers?
Yes, I do. I just, I have about two or three, maybe four ladies help me. Some meals take a little more help than others, but usually we can do it with four,
uh-huh.
myself and
uh-huh.
three others.
Uh-huh.
And we're now in the process of trying to find more people to get involved to serve meals so we could have it every week.
All right. So if other churches or maybe there's some other groups that could
right.
do that. Now, surely this just crossed my mind. If there was an organization who wanted to do it but doesn't have kitchen facilities, could they come and use?
We will continue to have them at the Parish Center.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, folks in the community,
right.
just kind of organize yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and getting four people together is not a big deal, maybe.
Now,
some people don't go, yeah, but I don't know what to cook and how to cook and how to, when you talk about 50 people, I couldn't do that. I'm guessing you could give them some help on that.
I said I would be there, most weeks, and if they needed help, they can either prepare the food at home, I've told them, or you can come down there and prepare the food. It's entirely up to them what they want to do.
Oh.
So I've had several come in and watch the process. And so consequently, I do have some people who are now interested in it.
Wonderful.
And I'm really pleased about that.
Yeah, let's hope we have a few more folks to come in and do
right.
that because it's a great service
it
for
is.
Community. I mean, if this is... And when you do service, Shirley, you feel so good about it.
You do. Yes. Yes. and some of the people are so delightful. I shouldn't say some of them. I should say all of them. And they're so appreciative. And they're just, they come early just so they can sit around and visit before we start to serve. And that's fine, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and just to come and visit and be there in a kind of a warm, welcoming atmosphere.
Yes.
What fun for everybody involved.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. not such a chore when you've got some people to help you do that.
That's right. It's a fun part fun for us on our part.
Yeah.
To be able to visit with those people also, because they come to the kitchen counter and chat, and so that, you know, it's fun for all of us.
And yes, I'm sure some folks come back every month in this case, and so you start getting acquainted with them and their families and what they're doing and vice versa. So it's food is kind of the central part of it, but it grows to be much more than the food.
Right, it does, and it's a very rewarding thing.
Okay,
it really is.
So anybody interested in it, just contact you, right, Shirley?
Right,
Do you want to give your phone number?
Sure, I can. 243-3852.
And, of course, you're in the phone book.
I am in the phone book, yes.
So it sounds like, I'm thinking there are a number of groups who do service projects.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, would they have to do it every week? How do I want to say that? So we have this XY group. Could they come in every other month to do it? Can you work something out like that, or is that going to get too complicated?
The only thing is that we need to have somebody that would be coming every week.
So
those people would know. We can't have something where you come this week and then you aren't here for a week or two and then you're back again. It needs to be an every week thing. And there again, the more people, more groups you have involved with serving, the fewer times you have to serve.
Absolutely.
Because you would take your turn. When we served at St. Paul's, our church was number 7. So every 7 weeks we served. And I thought the other day that if we had 12 groups that would say they'd want to serve, you know, it would only be 4 or 5 times a year that you would serve.
Right.
And that would be fine.
And when we talk about serving, of course, there's the cooking. What about the food? They'd also provide the food, that group?
That group would provide the food, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just sort of on average, how much do you spend a meal? Do you have any ideas? Well, I'm sure you have an idea, Shirley. You know, how much, if a group is going to do this, how much money are they going to provide?
There again, it depends a lot. Now with me, I have, you know, I'll serve other meals at the church, and then if there's leftovers, I will save them and freeze them and then drag them out. And of course, their favorite food down there is breakfast for supper.
Oh, interesting.
If you have pancakes and waffles and eggs and sausage or bacon, they are happy and always have dessert.
Uh-huh.
They love dessert.
So it's not going to be a big expenditure.
No, it's
Think
not.
About a,
no.
a kind of a regular little family meal
right.
that you might do
right.
at home. And
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So good project for some group. I'm just thinking.
I've had some interest from a sorority.
Yes.
And some other churches now. So we're in the process of trying to
Wonderful.
See what we can work through.
Wonderful.
And, you know, if somebody wants to call me, and we're going to be having a meeting of all of those organizations that have said they would like to do this, and have a meeting so we get everything settled and everybody knows what to do and when and where. So,
do you have a date set for that meeting as yet?
No, I haven't yet.
But
no.
I'm sure it'll be in the paper, and we can put it on our calendar here and let people know.
Right.
Great idea, Shirley. Great
idea.
Now, I want to just do a little side thing. We only have like a minute left, but you also do help with food for the Bloodmobile, and there's one of those coming up.
Yes, there is, on January 16th. At the Parish Center.
You always have to have a little food after you give your blood.
Yes, you do. And this is about the only Red Cross Bloodmobile around that serves like we do.
Okay.
Most of them get the treats that the blood mobile brings along and a can of juice, and that's about it. Where ours get pizza, a choice of pizza or Maid Rites. And, you know, so they have, they can go out of there feeling a little better about what they've given.
Absolutely. Great idea, Shirley. Yes. We want to thank you so much, Shirley Claggett, for telling us what's going on, and maybe we can help recruit somebody to come and help with these community dinners.
I sure hope so. And thank you very much for having me.
You bet, Shirley. And until next time, here's a thought. Choose to find things to laugh about. You will change, and so will all the people you meet.